Hi, amigas, and welcome back to another episode of the Daily Cafecito. Hi, girls. Happy Tuesday. I hope you guys are having such a good week so far. I am so sorry for not uploading last week, you guys. I have always said that I don't want to upload if I feel like I'm not in the right headspace because I just kind of feel like, I don't know, I don't want to be fake and I always want to be real with you guys and always speak from the heart. And again, I feel like I say that every single episode, but I truly mean it. Like, my point of making this podcast is to make sure that you guys feel less alone, feel more empowered and more inspired. And the only way for me to do that is when I'm coming from a good place. And in order for me to be real and honest and raw and vulnerable, I feel like I also need my time to myself to just kind of get my shit together so I feel like a better person. Because when I'm a good person and I'm in a good headspace, I feel like I radiate that towards you guys. So with that being said, we have a really good topic to talk about because I really want to shed some light on keeping promises to yourself and understanding that there are more than one part of us. And I'm going to get all the way into it, you guys, because if you listen to my last episode, which I highly recommend that you do listen to, because I feel like it's going to give you a lot of context, because I am going to refer to that episode just a little bit. But just to give you like a little bit of a summary of what I talked about in my last podcast episode, I got laid off from my job. And in that moment, or that moment that I was making that podcast, I feel like I was speaking more of like a fight or flight mode. Like, I didn't really give myself a chance to really digest and like process what had happened, because in that moment, like, the job that I had was a dream job for me and I lost that. And all of a sudden my routine was shaken up and, you know, I didn't give myself enough time to process. So even though everything I said in that episode was true, I feel like the true testament, you guys, or the true test, I should say, and the true challenge was the week after, because the first week was easy for me because it almost kind of felt like a little bit of like a vacation. Like, I was just living my best life, you know, but it was like the real deal and the real test was the following week after that, because I feel like that's when I really tested myself to see how much I was going to keep the promise that I made towards myself. And I was so hard on myself because, again, like, that first week that I allowed myself to really slack off and just like I was watching movies, waking up super late, like I wasn't in my routine. And again, because I think I was in a headspace where I didn't want to accept it, like it was more of like it wasn't real for me. And I've always been that person where I'm like, I'm going to figure it the fuck out. Like, I'm a very tough love kind of girl and I'm very hard on myself. The way that I am with other people, I am with myself. Like, I am a super tough love, you know, you can do whatever you set your mind to. You can overcome any type of obstacle, any type of challenge, girl. Not my lash getting stuck in my eyeball. But with that being said, it's kind of like a blessing and a curse, because sometimes I don't allow myself to feel. And I think a lot of that is also from like growing up Hispanic or like Mexican, because you were never really allowed to show when like you were down, you know, like just pick yourself back up. And honestly, like, I love that. I feel like that is honestly the best way to really get through challenges, is to just get the fuck over it. But at the same time, there has to be a balance. There has to be a balance of you being able to like feel your feelings and understand that like you are not okay, you know? But also at the same time, it's like the more that you allow yourself to dwell on that emotion, the more that you dig yourself deeper into that emotion, that you get into that funk, you guys, the harder it is to get out of it. So I feel like I am a very much of a balanced type of girl, because again, growing up, like, I was never really allowed to share like I was feeling this way or feeling that way, you know. It was almost like a very tough love kind of person, and I'm like that way now. But again, I think there should be like a good balance, and I'm still learning to like allow myself to feel, and I don't always have to be so strong and don't always have to like, you know, act like everything's okay, because I'm very much that person. Like, I am not okay when things are not okay. So in that week, I feel like it was a huge like test for me to see how I was going to keep the promise to myself and how I was going to overcome this one obstacle in my life, right? But the thing is that I was so hard on myself, you guys. I was allowing myself to feel, but I was being so mean about it. Like, I just felt like a failure. Like, I felt like, you know, like I wasn't doing anything with my life. I'm like, what the heck is going on? And the thing is that like, when I am not in a good headspace, or when I am not in my routine and I'm not practicing my good, healthy habits that I have like made for myself, I am not the person who I want to be. But that's the thing, you guys, is that our life and who we are is made up of different parts of us, right? There are so many different variations of who we are. That doesn't mean that we are more one person than we are the other, right? And I say this because in that moment, I allowed myself to just feel and I was like sleeping in. But at the same time, I didn't allow myself to dig myself too deep because I knew that the deeper that I got, you guys, into that like depressive mood and that negative mindset, the more I was going to stay stuck there. So it was very hard for me to kind of film an episode and just like be kind of like fake about it because I didn't want to share like an emotion that I felt like was not me at the moment, even though that is me. That's not my ideal me, not who I want to be all the time. But that's the thing, you guys, is that we have so many different parts of us and so many different girls that like live within ourselves and so many different emotions and things like that, that we could have our favorite parts of us and we can also have our least favorite parts of us. And that's okay, you guys. You do not have to pick and choose who you want to be because we've all been that person that we're not proud of. And then we've all been that person that we're very, very proud of. And I think the sooner that you accept that there are so many versions of ourselves, the easier that it is for you to really switch between those people, if that makes sense. And I feel like the same goes for this last week, you guys, was like, I was on my shit. I was in my zone. And the thing I feel like that really like flipped the switch for me was waking up early and getting right back into my routine. And I also tried to instill in myself that like I made a promise for myself that when I quit this job, I was going to give my social media career my all. And in that week, I felt so bad because I'm like, I could have been filming videos, I could have been creating content, but it was just so hard for me to get out and create content because I didn't feel like it. Like I wasn't in a good space where I felt like I could be creative and stuff like that. And I had to really learn to like forgive myself and like, it's okay, Daisy. Like this is another thing, you guys, that I started to practice is to speak to myself like, in, is it the third person? Girl, I don't even know, but call yourself by your name when you're speaking to yourself, you guys, and I promise you that you will feel it triggers something differently in your mindset because it almost feels like you're talking to somebody that's not you. And if you're in those moments where you're just talking so bad about yourself, like for example, like if I were to be like, Daisy, like you're such a failure and this and that, like even those words coming out of my mouth, you guys, I'm like, because it feels like I'm saying it to another person. But it really helped me like instill in my head that like I am a human, like I am a person, I'm allowed to be upset, I'm allowed to be sad. Like I don't always have to be so strong all the time and not always have to be in that mood of like fight or flight mode. Like it's okay, you guys, like we're all living through life where we experience different versions of ourselves and different variations of ourselves. And it doesn't mean that it's like one part of ourselves is less us than the other. It just means that we're all one, you know, and it's like you have to learn how to really balance both out and understand that every single person or every single variation of those emotions is all you, you guys. But you just have to learn to be able to balance them and understand like when is the right time for one specific part of you to come out and when is the right time for the other side of you to come out. And I'm going to share with you guys kind of like a little bit of an example of what I'm talking about. So I had told you guys I was like sleeping in and I was getting into like some very bad habits and I'm like, this is not me. This is not who I am, even though it is me. It's just not the version of myself that I want to be, right? And last week I was like, okay, I'm going to wake the fuck up. I'm going to get up at 5 a.m. Like that's just going to be the goal that I am setting for myself. And I did. And I did do that. The only difference is this the part of me that I was listening to. So like when I wake up, there's like that one little voice that tells you like, I don't want to get up. Like, no, I just want to be sleeping in. And there's that other voice that you know that you want to get up so bad. And that's the voice that you have to listen to, you guys. And it's literally, it's okay to like not understand where that voice is coming from because we all have triggers and we all have things that have affected us like growing up. And that's also like a very good way, you guys, to be very like aware. So when you are having like those thoughts or like, for example, like waking up, like getting up and it's so hard for me and I have that voice in my head that's telling me that like, just go back to sleep. Like this is the easier way, you know, just go back to sleep. Like, bitch, I don't want to get up. You have to also understand where those feelings come from because sometimes it could be like specific triggers in you. And I promise you, the more that you do it, girl, the easier that it really gets to wake up early. Because you start to listen to the part of yourself that you want to be. And it's funny because I feel like ever since I started to really like differentiate those two parts of me, the more easier it got for me to listen to the better version of me that I want to be. Because I understand that there's two different people, but that doesn't mean that they're both not me. It just means that I'm going to listen to the better version of me and the version that I want to be. And I think that that really also helped me get out of my funk, again, is by understanding that, like, it's okay. Like, it's okay to be in those emotions because it doesn't make me less than the other person because I'm in a funk. And I think that's also something that really triggers me, that, like, I feel like I have to be a specific person all of the time. And that is not true, because even though they're two different parts of me, that doesn't mean that it's not who I am. You know, I'm still that person that's always on a good ass routine, like waking up early, going to the gym, eating super healthy. Like, that is me. But that doesn't mean that the sad part of me is not me, if that makes sense. And I think when I was in that funk, again, I was getting so mad at myself because I'm like, this person is not me. Like, I'm not the type to like really sit in my emotions and like not act like I'm like the toughest person and whatever. And I had to really accept that, girl, like, yes, that is you, but that is not the you that you want to be. But it is you, you know, it's just that we have to learn to really balance our other parts of ourselves. And I feel like that's also a good way, you guys, to keep the promises that you make to yourself by also not being so mean to yourself and not being so hard on yourself, and understanding that, like, everyone is going through life the exact same way you are. We're just going through it with different circumstances, different experiences, but that doesn't mean that that person is not walking through life and having challenges in their life like you are. And I feel like social media, you guys, and I've talked about social media so many times on here, but social media is honestly so toxic sometimes, because it makes us feel that like we're way more behind than what we really are. And it makes you feel like you're in a race, like you should be at a, you know, specific part of your life because this other girl is, or this other whatever, you know, it makes you feel like you're so much more behind. But the thing that we have to realize is that, can you imagine if everyone had the exact same path through life and everyone was on the exact same wavelength, everyone was like on the exact, doing the exact same fucking thing, you guys? Where would there would leave no room for people to inspire? There would leave no room for people to do something different. There, we would have no type of like individuality. Like, we would all be the exact same person. And that's why I choose to love the path that I'm on, and every single thing that I'm doing, every single challenge that I go through, every single acknowledgement that I go through, every stepstone. Like, I am learning to be so grateful. Why am I getting emotional? Of every point that I am in my life, because that's what it is. It's my life. It's my story. And that's how I'm going to inspire other people, by being so happy and so grateful in the position that I am in my life. And you have to really learn, you guys, to quiet out the noise, because everyone else is not you. You are not on the same path. And I guarantee that there are conversations going on, you guys, that you don't even understand about opportunities that are here for you. Have you ever, I'm going to give you guys this perfect example. I have a friend, a very, very close friend. She's been my best friend since like we were in high school. Like, I love this girl, right? And there has been a moment, like, we've gone through life and we haven't really like communicated as much. And just recently, like, she's got, like, she went through a very hard time and we've just been kind of hanging out a little bit more. And she's also been there a lot for me during like my content creation process and, you know, losing my job and stuff like that. And the other day, I don't know why I have such a high intuition. I just had a feeling, because I believe in like when my hand is itchy, like I have money coming in, if my ear is ringing, like somebody's talking about me. And I kept having a feeling, like, I feel like there's somebody out there like having a conversation about me and I don't even know. So this morning she actually texted me about a really good opportunity and she's like, hey, like, I gave your name out. Like, I know this person, like, I can help you. Like, and I'm like, you know what? Like, fuck it. You know, I'm like, I just need to listen to my instinct and just literally practice the 5-second rule. If you guys have not listened to Mel Robbins, I freaking love Mel Robbins. And instead of sitting there and just thinking so much about it, like, let me just give myself a shot. Like, let me go and do this interview. Let me go and talk to this person. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't happen, that's fine too. You know, I am here to just take life the way as it is, you guys. And I'm just no longer gonna, like, if things don't work out for me, I always say that it's because something 5 times better is happening for me. So it was just crazy because I knew in my heart that, like, I'm like, someone's having a conversation about me around me, or I just feel like something new is coming. And I also had a dream. Oh my God, I don't know if you guys believe in like that your dreams have so much meanings. Girl, I am the type that, like, if I see 222 or 333, I'm like freaking the fuck out. So there's this dream that I had. I don't know. I'm just such an intuitive and spiritual person. But I've always had this dream, right? I don't know if you guys are like this, or if you do have a dream that you feel like you have often in your life, or maybe you have this dream when like you're going through like a hard phase in your life. I still haven't figured out what mine is, but I feel like this dream, most of the time, it has been connected when something new or like a new opportunity is being like brought to me, right? So it's this dream that it's going to be so crazy, you guys, and kind of scary, but I promise you, I feel like I don't feel scared when I wake up. I feel more like, what the fuck? Like, what's going to happen? Like, what's coming next, you know? So since I was like, I think in like middle school, randomly, I will have this dream that it's like weird. Like, I'm in like a situation where like I'm running away from something. It's crazy. Like now when I feel like I'm like reiterating it to you guys, it sounds like crazy. But so it's this dream where like people, or like I'm like kind of like in a fight. Like I'm literally fighting somebody, like I'm trying to run away from somebody, and I'm like, what the heck? And at the end, they get me. Like I'm like at the moment where I'm like, okay, like here, I'm done. And it's always about a gun, you guys. I don't know why it's always with a gun, but like they point a gun at me. They never get a chance to shoot, but like they point a gun at me and I wake up. And I recently had that dream. And I feel like, again, I'm going through like a very huge change in my life because obviously I lost my job. I have to figure out a new routine. Like now I'm the one keeping myself accountable. So when I had this dream, I'm like, damn, like something new is coming for me, or like I feel like I'm blossoming. And I've Googled it before and it does say that like the meaning of somebody pointing a gun and like shooting at you means that like you are coming into a new reality. Like you kind of feel like you are like, I'm in like a fight or flight mode, which I have been. And it's like, but that the fact that I did not die, or the fact that I like nobody actually shot me, it means that I have so much more to like happen. I don't know. I hope that makes sense. I don't know if that's the real reasoning behind it, you guys. I feel like I haven't discovered like what the meaning of the dream is, but let me know if you guys have any dream that you feel like come to you randomly in life, but it's like the exact same dream all of the time. I would really love to hear you guys, because I am so into this stuff. Like I honestly feel like there are so many powers out there that are way ahead of us, and like things that we haven't even discovered in life. Like I believe in all that shit, girl. So if you have a dream, or if you feel like you constantly see like a specific number, and that's another thing, you guys, my number is 228, because my husband, he's a very like big person in my life. I love him. His birthday is February 28th, so that's 228. My favorite number is 22, you guys. I literally have it tattooed in the back of my neck, and the number 8 is a big meaningful number for me as well. My cousin who passed away, who I have talked about numerous times on the podcast, his birthday is August 22nd, which is backwards of 228 and 822. So that number has just been huge. Every single time I see that number, you guys, it always comes to me. I feel like in a time again where I'm like kind of lost and kind of confused, but I also have hope. Like I have hope and I know things are coming for me. That's one thing about me, is I will never lose hope. I may never ask for help. I may never like let it show when I'm like struggling or in a bad mental space, you guys, but because I never lose hope, I allow myself to be in the challenge. And like, you know, that's the one thing about me, is I'm gonna figure it the fuck out. Like no matter what it is I am gonna figure it out. But I listen to my signs and I listen to my intuition around me, because recently I have been seeing my number 228. And every time I see that number, like so many times, I'm like, I know something greater and something bigger is coming for me. And I just have to like be patient and really, I guess, just let it happen. And that's one thing about me too, is that like I am such an impatient person that if things are not working out the way that I expect them to right away, I get so impatient and I get frustrated and I'm like, okay, like, let me try something different. So if it's one thing that I feel like I have learned, you guys, recently in my life, I guess in this year of 25, because I'm about to turn 26, and one of the hard lessons I've learned in the year of being 25 is to be patient, to keep the promises that I make for myself, learning to be confident in the body that I am, that I'm in, and the woman that I am, and my mindset, literally my hustle, like just being confident in every single part of me, whether that's the person that's not in a good headspace or whether that's the person that's waking up at 5 a.m. every single morning. You have to learn to love every single piece of you and understand that they're all parts of you. They're not all of you. They are parts of you. And you have to learn to really like figure out which version of you you need the most at the moment. And that's what I feel like, you guys, has really got me out of bed and really got me out of the funk, you guys, because you have to learn to separate those different versions in yourself. And you guys know what I'm talking about, because we all know we've gone through those funks. They're just a part of you. That doesn't mean it's entirely who you are. This is the person you're going to be for the rest of your life, because that's not true. There's always going to be different parts of who you are, different parts that show up through different challenges, different things that you're going through in life. They're all a part of you. It just depends on what version of yourself you need the most in that very moment. And when I really instilled that in my fucking brain, that's what got me out of bed at 5 a.m. You guys, I'm like, you know what? I need the version of me that's going to get me to having my dream career, and that's going to get me to living my best fucking life. This version of me that's super sad and having that victim mentality and just feeling like I'm not good enough, like I'm a failure, like that is bullshit. Right? That's just a version of me that is feeling bad for myself in that moment, but that's not the version of myself that I need right now. I'm like, the version of myself that I need is the one that's confident, the one that's going to persevere throughout any single challenge that I have in my life, and the one that's going to really get the fuck up. Not like, literally, you guys, I've had to practice the 5-second rule as well. And I had just mentioned Mel Robbins, but I love her. And I feel like this is such good advice, is to, the more that you sit there and think about specific things that you have to do, or I'm a procrastinator, so it's like, even for me, like, this is new for me, is having to really hold myself accountable and create my own schedule. But now it's like, okay, you really have to get your shit together, because there's going to be nobody here that's going to tell you anything. And I feel like this is a true test for myself. And again, learning to keep that promise that I made for myself. I said I wanted this, so it's like, now I have to really act like I want it. And the 5-second rule has helped me so much, because instead of me sitting there and thinking about what I have to do and listening to that little voice in my head, or that part of me that's telling me like, girl, like, just go back to sleep, it's easier to just sleep in, like, fuck that, like, you have 10 more minutes. No the fuck you don't, because 10 minutes is 10 minutes. I just count to 5 and I get the fuck up and do it. Like, I'm no, if it's something that like I know that I probably should be doing, or I should take a chance on, you guys, I just count to 5 and I do it. Because the more that I sit there and think, the more that I'm going to convince myself that either now is not a good time, or I don't have to do this right now, or I have time, you know, I'll do it later, whatever, you know, because we all have those excuses that I feel like we make up in our head. And it's like, just get it out of the way now. And I've had to learn these very hard truths. I feel like, now that I'm thinking about it, like, the year of 25 is such a huge wake up call. And it's such like, I feel like this is like where you makeshift the rest of your life. Like, I feel like the year that you turn 25 is the year that you really set, I guess, it's the year that sets you up for who you're going to be the rest of your life, if that makes sense. And I have been really practicing so hard to instill healthy habits, because it's not about what you do one time. It's about what you repeatedly do every single day, you guys. And I am in that journey. I am in that moment right now in my life where I'm like, okay, I have the time where I make my own schedule. I make my own decisions. I come up with my own opportunities. Like, everything that is not meant for me and that doesn't happen for me, that I feel like I want, or it's something that I think that I need, there's a reason why it's not happening for me, because it's going to come back to me 10 times better, or I'm going to get an opportunity that's 10 times better. So in the moment right now, I am literally, I'm focused on my health. I'm focused on my mindset. I'm focused on creating good opportunities. I'm focused on creating content that inspires and that motivates and that helps not only myself, but you guys become the best fucking version of yourself. And I've always said that, like, that is what my podcast is about, is becoming the best version of you. And that doesn't only mean you guys, because that this helps me out so much as well, because I feel like my thoughts and the things that I'm like reading and instilling in my head, you guys, it really helps me when I reiterate them to you guys, because it really puts things into perspective. So if you are someone who, this is like another tip, you guys, if you feel, I don't know, maybe this is just a good habit to instill, not even for like a specific feeling or like for a specific point in your life. If you start to journal, I feel like podcasting for me is a way, in a way, is like journaling. You put all of your thoughts out, but I promise you guys, when you are putting your thoughts out into the universe, you literally reflect on it in such a different way than if you just keep them in your mind. I highly, highly recommend that you spend at least like 10 minutes, girl. All you need is 10 minutes in the morning of just putting your thoughts out. Like, how are you feeling? If you are the version of you that's not feeling so great, that's fine. Put those thoughts down into a little journal. You could just go and buy a little 99-cent journal, girl. I always buy the college ruled, and I'm just writing my shit down. If I don't feel like the best version of myself that morning, I write down how I'm feeling. And most of the time, it does help me feel a lot better. I also want to give you guys another tip about consuming social media. If you have never heard of that saying that says, you are what you eat, what you eat doesn't just mean fucking food and drinks, you guys. It also means what you're listening to, what you're reading, what you're watching. All of that has a huge effect on you. Because when I was in a funk, I was literally like, I was watching all these Netflix shows. I was on TikTok and things like that. And you start to become what you surround yourself with. And that goes for anything, you guys. Even if you're listening to toxic ass music, and it's okay to like have a good balance, you know, but I promise you, test this out, test this theory. If you want to freaking try to correct me right now, your girl, for a week, listen to like Meg Thee Stallion music, listen to whatever, you know, like all that fucking hood shit. I love hood shit, don't get me wrong, but I promise you, you start to be like crave that toxicity. And if you go through a week, you guys, where you're just listening to like romantic music, like you just feel so much different. So you need to start consuming things, you guys, that are good for you, or even if it's a balance. If you have, and there's always different versions of you, so it's okay to also like listen to things that are not necessarily good for you, but learn to balance it out, you guys, because once it starts having an effect on you, maybe you're indulging in it a little bit too much. And I feel like that also happened to me, because I was like comparing myself on social media, and that's also when I realized like, okay, like I need to take a break, because I'm indulging and I'm allowing myself to get a little bit too comfortable in these not so good habits. Even if it's as simple as listening to this podcast, you guys, if it is helping you become 1% better, or you are finding some sort of value, you are one step in the right direction into literally feeding yourself stuff that you should be listening to, and that helps you become a better person, right? I think that is all I have for you guys for this week's episode. I'm sorry if it's a little bit shorter, but I am gonna be, I was gonna say, I forgot what that word is. Oh, batch. I'm gonna be batching my podcast episodes for the next 2 weeks, you guys, because I'm gonna be in Mexico. So make sure, if you're not following me on Instagram at Cafecito con Daisy G, I'm gonna be posting so much content from Mexico, you guys. I bought a lot of cute outfits. So I'm so excited to just be in my little Mexico era, and I'm excited to see my grandma, which I know, you guys, I have a good, I feel like, I don't know if to film my podcast episode out there, because I feel like I haven't been to Mexico in so long, and I'm going to be stepping into a lot of new emotions. So I don't know, now that I'm thinking about it, I might just wait so I can share with you guys kind of my experience of going back after so many years, because I'm going to see my grandma and I haven't really been back. I think I had only gone back 1 year after my grandma passed away. So I'm going to go see my great grandma because she's getting older, and honestly, I just need to go. So I'm so excited to have this trip, and I just want to thank you guys for always giving me so much positivity to keep going. And I'm so happy that I can inspire you guys, because the same way that I inspire you, you guys inspire me by sharing your stories with me and by building a community. I know that I am literally surrounded by the best fucking women, because all of you guys are fucking badasses. Like, all of you guys are working towards becoming the best version of yourself. And I know this because of what you guys sent to me, the way that we talk through on DM. I just like, these are all my bitches, you know? So I really need to create a community, which I'll probably work on that tonight, because I've been wanting to create like a Facebook group or even like a subscription service, you guys. I promise it won't be that much, but to me, the way that I think about it is like, I pay for the Tezza app, which is like a photo editing app. And I'm like, I want to create like an app or like something that you subscribe to, because I feel like when you have money behind it, you're more inclined and more motivated to stick to it, because I want to create like little challenges that we can set up for each other, or even do like lives and bring in like a lot of good people that I feel like could be very valuable for you guys. And it would, I promise, if I were to do this, it would be super inexpensive. Like, maybe, I don't even want to throw out a price, but way less than $10 a month, you guys. But I just want it to be a space that I feel like you're investing in yourself, so you're more inclined to actually like stick through it. And it's a way that we can all support each other, in a way that we can all be there for one another and just create a really cool community, you know? And it would also give, oh my God, it would also be a way for all of us to share our story and to really just pick each other up and just become the baddest bitches that I know that we can be, okay? Oh, but let me pick the winner. Actually, I already picked her, actually, you guys, from last week's episode. So don't forget, for all of my podcast episodes, all you have to do is comment. Sorry, you guys, I had to take a little pause because my camera died. But all you have to do is comment down below what you found valuable in this video, and I will pick the winner. I will pick the winner on next week's podcast. So for this podcast, oh my God, did it move? it was Giselle, me acuerdo. Oh, yeah, right here. Giselle Mendoza. Mendoza. Why did I say like that? Giselle Mendoza, 5845. She commented, "Hi, amiga. Just got done listening to your podcast on my way to work. Girl, congratulations on you being laid off and to new beginnings for you. You got this, queen." Thank you, guys. You guys are literally such girls, girls. This is how I know I'm on the right side of social media. But that is it, you guys. Girl, all you have to do is send me your email through DM. I'll go ahead and comment on the comment as well so that way you can know to send me a DM. And I will catch you guys on next week's episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. And thank you guys for your support always. And yeah, I'll catch you guys on next week's episode.